Okay, the complete works of William Shakespeare. This is the first play that I've read, Titus Andronicus. Admittedly, this was a few weeks ago, and I've read a couple since then, and there's been a bunch of stuff that's gone on. So this particular summary of one of Shakespeare's plays may be, well, a little rough around the edges. Titus Andronicus is a general who returns home to Rome triumphant, having defeated the Goths. He's got prisoners, as was the custom then. And he's got the Goth queen with him, and many of her sons. Head son, lead son, oldest son is offered up as a offering to the gods. And the Goth queen begs for his life. And Titus Andronicus says, "Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do. I'm sorry. This guy's got to be offered." So he kills the son. The Goth queen vows revenge. And enter soon to be emperor of Rome, who was originally supposed to marry Titus Andronicus' daughter, and then realizes, "Hey, this Goth queen's pretty, pretty something," and marries her, pretty much on the spot, which enables the Goth queen to plot her revenge against our man Titus and his family, along with a Moorish companion that she has. What happens along the way is that, while out hunting with the two families celebrating the defeat of the Goths, Titus's daughter is pulled away, and the Goth queen's two younger sons have their way with her, rape her. And then in order to cover up the crime, cut out her tongue so she can't speak against them, and then cut off her hands so that she can't write their names. Bad guys, no doubt about it. Through machinations of our Moorish friend, it's accused that the murderer of one of the royal family was deemed to be Titus's son, who then is sentenced to death. Pretty awful. Not only does his daughter get raped and mutilated and viciously attacked, his son is going to go to execution. Titus, in an effort to try and alleviate and offer up some sort of penance, is convinced by the Moor to cut off his own hand and offer that to the new emperor, which turns out that the Moorish guy is just being a jerk, and Titus cuts off his hand, and the emperor is unimpressed, and it doesn't really work out for him. Before too long, though, the truth comes out, and Titus plots his revenge, and originally he kills them with kindness, and then the Goth queen, concerned, goes to Titus because he seems to be crazy and they're not sure what's going on, and she appears as revenge, a physical manifestation, and says to Titus, "Oh yeah, I look like the Goth queen, but really, come on, I'm revenge." And Titus agrees that she must be revenge, and that if she'll help him, that's great. She should bring the emperor and the queen, and they'll really get something going. He dispatches her, and the Goth queen leaves her two sons to keep watch over Titus Andronicus. And as she leaves, Titus reveals to the two Goth sons that he, in fact, knows that that's not a physical manifestation of revenge, and then that's actually their mom. And he has great plans for them, at which point he kills them and grinds them up into a nice little meal, which he then proceeds to serve to the emperor and the Goth queen. It's a big bloodbath. It's like the end of Hamlet. Everybody sort of dies, including our man Titus. The raped daughter dies. The Goth queen dies. The two sons were already dead. The emperor, I don't remember if he lives or dies. It's been a while, and I should flip through this book and flip through the play and figure it out. But I'm running a little long, so to heck with it. Just suffice to say, it's a bloody tragedy, and at the end, revenge is a dish best served cold. Though I'm not sure that's actually in the play. It may just be the cliche that comes to mind as I wrap this one up. This is the complete works of Shakespeare. As I read them chronologically, a little project for Steve. Enjoy.